It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. Yes, I'm Casey Miller. I'm Lincoln County's Public Information Officer, and this program is called Lincoln County Connections. We do it every Thursday at 9 a.m. We talk about news events. We talk to people all related to Lincoln County government. And feeling a little tired today. You know, those debates really wore me out last night. How are the two of you doing?
Oh, I'm feeling excellent. The sun's shining, and I'm excited to be here, Casey.
Well, am I the only one that needs a Red Bull here?
Yeah, I think you are.
Okay. Well, that's Elise Jordan, and that's Brad Taylor. And we are going to continue our discussion about Project Homeless Connect today. That's what's going to be the emphasis of our program. We will also chime in a little bit about My Sister's Place and Domestic Violence Awareness Month, too. That does kind of fit into the Project Homeless Connect service providers. So we'll get to that in just a moment. Elise Jordan, Brad Taylor, glad you're on the program. And I just want to get a few things out of the way before we get started. Taking your attention to Lincoln County's homepage, what's new and the latest news. And Lincoln County Health and Human Services is suggesting that you do three things to prevent the flu. Take time to get a flu vaccine. Take everyday preventative actions to stop the spread of germs that can cause flu. And three, take flu antiviral drugs if prescribed by your medical provider. And there is a public flu clinic schedule available online. And if you're looking for yesterday, okay, and I'm sorry about that. The next flu clinic is in Toledo on the 25th. I'm working my way through the schedule here. Of course, we've got drop-in clinics coming too, Mondays and Fridays, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Those will begin October 22nd. So those clinics are available to you. Please be aware of that. Also, community and economic development funds are available again, and for economic and community development projects that create economic opportunities and help build quality communities in Lincoln County, you can apply for these grants. And projects can include consultant work, support services, infrastructure improvements, capital projects. Ongoing operational costs will not be considered, such as personal benefits, supplies, and existing program support. But if you do fall into those eligible projects, please consider looking into the community and us. And it's really an opportunity that happens, and over $1 million to date have been given by Lincoln County through these lottery funds for community and economic development geographically across the county. So please be aware of that. And, of course, here we are, Project Homeless Connect. We're on the last push of letting people know you can still, even today, you could become a volunteer. So, Elise, you're smiling. Why are you in such a good mood this morning?
I had Red Bull before my coffee.
Oh. Well, good. I mean, you're a busy woman, so I think whatever it takes to keep you going is what's necessary. And, you know, Brad Taylor, you're here too. Really, I think you've been in the fold, I think, for the first time this year? Or did you film last year too?
I did Lincoln City earlier this year.
So
this is technically my first Newport event, but my second Project Homeless Connect.
I think what's great about seeing you come into the folds, and we are in our sixth year as far as Newport goes, is seeing the enthusiasm, and you're just a great example of somebody that's recently become passionate about this, and I think you really bring a lot to the program. Maybe we could begin by just getting out of the way. What are the critical things in the last couple of days we want folks to be thinking about if they're going to be a volunteer?
Well, if you're going to be a volunteer, obviously you come on the day of the event to the Church of the Nazarene, but you can pre-register to volunteer on the Homeless County website. It's called homelessinlincolncounty.com, mm-hmm. And then there's a Project Homeless Connect tab and a link to volunteer there or through RSVP. So please register before the event if possible, and if not, you can still register at the event. We are asking volunteers to show up at about 8:30, and the doors close at 3. So it's a really fast-paced day, but it's a great way to get involved and just a one shot at volunteering. It's really great.
I would say the volunteering is very important, but you need a good idea would be to watch the video that me and Elise created. That way you get a good understanding of what you're in, what happened that day.
Yeah, and at homelesslincolncounty.com, there's a great video that really has an emphasis on volunteerism and the kinds of things you can do or the extent of what you might be asked to do. And it really does lay it out. But, Brad, you are also collecting things. And it's not too late to make those valuable donations. Where can people do that?
Until 4 o'clock when I go to pick up the final donations at the drop-off sites. They are U.S. Bank and Western States. But you can still donate. We're still going to be accepting donations.
We're looking for things like new socks, new men's and women's underwear, new hygiene products, soaps and shampoos, toothpaste, toothbrushes, that type of thing. Diapers, canned or non-perishable food items. Mm-hmm. Basically, we're not really collecting clothing right now because we give out vouchers to Pick of the Litter Thrift Store, who has been very gracious in donating gift cards that we send with the guests so they can go pick out their own, sizes and what they need from that store there.
So bringing clothing items to Pick of the Litter is a little bit more of an official.
It's insurance or at the Church of the Nazarene.
Okay, you are listening to Lincoln County Connections. We're talking to Elise Jordan, Brad Taylor, about Project Homeless Connect. The event is this Friday. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's. It's the annual Lincoln City Chamber of Commerce Art Over Brew Fest at the Lincoln City Cultural Center, Saturday, October 6th. All the fun gets underway at 11:30 in the morning. There's music, food, adult beverages, fine arts, crafts, and lots of kid-friendly events. It's all happening at the Lincoln City Cultural Center, October 6th, Saturday, starting at 11:30 in the morning. Beer, special entertainment.
Get in the zone!
Turn a blind eye to your windshield wipers, and you could be driving blind. That's why it's a great rule of thumb to replace your wipers every 6 months to ensure clear, safe visibility. Right now at AutoZone, buy one Duralast FlexBlade wiper with advanced wiper technology for superior all-weather performance, and get the second one half off. See store for restrictions and details. Get the visibility you need with Duralast FlexBlade wipers only at AutoZone, where parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
And we are back with Lincoln County Connections, talking about Project Homeless Connect, Elise Jordan and Brad Taylor. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. So we've explained briefly ways you can volunteer and also some of the donations you can still make right up to the event, volunteer the day of the event. For those who don't know what Project Homeless Connect is, Elise, what would you call it? This one-stop service shop.
Yeah, it's really that. It's kind of a wraparound service fair. It is of social service or community nonprofits to provide resources, information, and direct service to guests either on the brink of homelessness or those that are experiencing homelessness. It's owned by the community.
So many services that are provided, but dental is one of those kind of critical services. And tell me, is her name Kelly?
Jenny Dean.
Jenny Dean. Now, I have met her at a few of the steering committee meetings, and she does have incredible enthusiasm. But look at that logistically. Tell me how she's worked with local dentists to make this happen.
Yeah, Jenny Dean is an all-star volunteer, let me tell you. She is with Advantage Dental, and their organization has become engaged in Project Homeless Connect, and they are providing, I think it's 220 dental kits, which is huge.
Wow.
She also has worked with Julia Young-Lorien to recruit dentists, because we have two dental vans coming this year. On Friday, we're going to have two dental vans, which means that there's two dental chairs in each van, which means we need four dentists and four of their assistants to cover an entire day worth of dental care. And this is things like emergency extractions or restorative care. There is a general pre-triage to see who can access the dental van, and it's kind of emergency-based, but, I mean, these doctors perform close over $20,000 worth of dental care, which is, it's hard to even imagine how much that is.
When we talk about community health, individual health, dental is one of those things that really has a lot of effects on the rest of your body that maybe you just don't realize. And that's just such a critical, neat thing to see the community say, hey, this is really important to an individual's health. We're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Exactly. We couldn't do it without them. So thank you, Jenny, if you're listening.
Yeah, wonderful. Some of the other services provided, I think you've said there's over 30, 40 services. I mean, really, the steering committee has brought these individuals together all on a volunteer basis. With the Commission on Children and Families nearing the end of its funding cycle, Elise, you were in AmeriCorps Vista. I mean, I think technically you are done. So you're kind of on a volunteer basis now, really, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I mean, for the most part, I believe in this event, and everybody who gets involved is extremely great at bringing their friends and family to help volunteer as well. So it's a good way to get everyone involved in the door.
Brad, for you, I've learned now that I've gotten to know you, you're someone with a big heart. Tell me what you see and why it resonates with you to make a commitment to volunteer for the event.
Well, I really see the impact that it's making on people's lives and the type of work that is being done at Project Homeless Connect is just amazing, really amazing. I mean, I had a chance to, when I came back from the Lincoln City event, I actually saw someone that had came to the event, and he just was so thrilled with the services he received. He's like, you guys really care about what you're doing. And I just, hearing that reaction, even though it was from one person outside the event, I mean, it was worth my time. It was worth my gas to travel to Lincoln City all those weeks prior to the event. It was definitely worth it.
Well, if you're listening to the program, this is Lincoln County Connections. If you're listening to us in Lincoln City on KBCH, perhaps in Walport at KWDP, and, of course, here in Newport at KNPT Heritage AM Radio, thanks for joining the program. We'll come back in just a moment, maybe tie in a little of Domestic Violence Awareness Month, talk about how that's a service that's available, too, at Projects Homeless Connect. Thanks for listening. Stay with us, and we'll be right back.
October is the month of preparedness. October is the best time to get ready for winter. Mills Ace Hardware in Lincoln City is the best place to purchase any wintertime preparedness items. Top of the list should be a new smoke detector. Right now you can buy a First Alert battery-operated photoelectric smoke detector for the low price of $9.99 after the $5 mail-in rebate. If you have a new smoke detector in the house right now, at least change the batteries. Go to Mills Ace Hardware.
The Oregon Coast Jazz Party in Newport, October 5 through 7. The best straight-ahead jazz from the Great American Songbook. Get ready for the Clayton Brothers Quintet, Jeff Hamilton, Denise Donatelli. Sponsored by the Oregon Coast Council for the Arts, Reverend Carol Stubbs Smith, Jazz Club members. Check us out, OregonCoastJazzParty.org, or call 265-ARTS, A-R-T-S, and friend us on Facebook.
It's the Great American Fix-Up at the Home Depot, with new projects every week and big savings every day. Like 8-watt EcoSmart LED bulbs for just $9.97 each. Equal to 40-watt bulbs, each can save you up to $176 in energy costs over the bulb's life. And our free Saturday weatherization workshops can light the way to even more savings. It's the Great American Fix-Up, and it's going on now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. Every Tuesday, talking about news, events, and people related to Lincoln County government. Of course, a lot of the service providers are providers from Lincoln County government, but of course, many service providers throughout the community. It's such a community collaborative event. And Brad, I know you feel real strongly about, who are they, Coastal Farm and Supply?
Coastal Farm and Ranch donated 100 tarps to the event. They got back to me within the week that I asked,
great.
And I knew that they were the right people to ask.
That's tremendous. So we're really grateful to them.
Yeah, it sounds like you're saying they may even become a bigger sponsor into the future, which is great. What did you see, and this is what's interesting, and maybe, you know, for those of us who are going out there and asking for donations, you know, we're going to businesses that are maybe either struggling or times are tight, you know, and people are still finding a way to contribute. What do you think, Brad, when you advocate and walk into a business and basically make this cold call, here's this event, it's important to the community, can you describe, is there any intimidation from you, and what's the receptiveness like? What are these people like?
Well, there's no hesitation. Like when I approached U.S. Bank's branch manager, Michael Smith, he was like, instantaneously, yes, we'll help.
He's That's such wonderful. A great guy. He's a Rotarian. He's just so involved
he's
in the community.
He's on United Way's board.
Yeah.
And I mean,
can't
so
say enough. Newlywed, too. Just got married.
Right.
Good
and,
guy.
Western States, instantaneous yes.
Yeah.
Without hesitation. And I will mention, Western States is actually closing their office tomorrow to come and help at the event.
They're coming to volunteer. Yeah, that's what I heard. Isn't that fantastic? That's a civic piece building into your workplace.
So management and staff is all turning it into a day for their company.
That's really heartwarming.
Yeah, very cool. Elise, yesterday you were presenting before the Board of Commissioners, and it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And, you know, you've had an interesting career path here. You were in AmeriCorps Vista. For our listeners who don't realize that Vistas come into the community, work for very, very little, work for basically under the poverty, you know, level. And now you're done with that, and you're an outreach coordinator for my sister's place.
Yes.
And I was telling somebody, I said, well, my sister's place will actually be at Project Homeless Connect. They're a service provider. And they went, well, what's the connection between homelessness and domestic violence? Can you talk about that?
Sure. Well, one of the definitions of homelessness is anybody who's kind of living in a very transitional state. So that includes women who are living in shelter because of violence and abuse. So their kids, oftentimes women who go into shelter have children. They are in a very much so transitionary state, trying to figure out what to do, where to go, where they can be safe, safety plans, kind of.
This is a bigger connection, I think, maybe than people realize, because, you know, once again, we try and diminish that stereotype of just the acute, chronic, homeless person, and there's no doubt in my mind that my sister's place and all the service providers that deal with domestic violence, I mean, there's that fine line. I mean,
absolutely.
Women and children who need to get out of the house, they're suddenly homeless maybe to avoid the violence.
Exactly. And so that's the great thing about my sister's place is that we work with them to help them either move into another shelter where they can get their feet on the ground. Mm-hmm. Samaritan House is a huge partner with my sister's place. And then the great thing is that they're able to come, as you know, the Lincoln County Transit bus loop is free on Friday for Project Homeless Connect attendees and just the general population. And so everybody can come from anywhere in the county to the event and get services, a haircut, you know. There's the dental van and many services, and yes, my sister's place is one of those services with resources and information.
I think if you're listening and you're thinking about volunteering, the question might be, well, how do I guide an individual if I'm a chaperone and I take an individual through all these lists of services? You know, you provide some preliminary training, correct, that mm-hmm. helps people or helps volunteers work with the clients to realize, hey, here are all these needs. We'll take our time to get through everything.
Exactly. I mean, one of the things that I had lunch with a guest at Lincoln City Project Homeless Connect in May, and he was telling me about mm-hmm. how he finds chanterelles, mushrooms, you know, does mm-hmm. some mushroom hunting, doing clamming, things like that. He was telling me about what he enjoys doing kind of to recreate and also kind of provide for himself. And so he was telling me about the good spots. You know, I mean, we're talking about real life things here. We're talking about human basic connections. And that's, as a volunteer, there's some common ground. And it's incredible, kind of. It's very humbling what you find out. It's exciting. And it really is. It's such a connection. It's very powerful.
Elise, as of Vista, I have to ask you, you know, your first year here, you came into the community, you know, really new. You did not know anybody. You know, you were not making a very high wage at all. How did that really give you a connection to what it's like in seeing individuals literally who are coming to Project Homeless Connect?
Exactly. You know, I was somewhat homeless myself in a very much so transitionary state. I moved out here with all I had on my back and whatever I could fit in my little hatchback. So, you know, I was just trying to figure out a whole new community, make connections with not only my work life, but also friends and other Vistas and community members. And I had to, you know, kind of navigate that. And I remember thinking, what a whirlwind. I have 1 month to figure out all the service providers in our county and bring them all together for one day. And it was great.
Yeah, yeah. Brad, any final thoughts from you as we kind of wind down the show?
If you can come and help volunteer. We really could use the help.
Okay, great. And also, if you're interested and you're a little reluctant, at homelessinlincolncounty.com, there is the video mm-hmm. which the two of you put together. It's very informative. It just really walks step by step through what to expect, you know, what the day is like, and all the possibilities. So that's a good resource.
I think so, yeah. And we hope to see you tomorrow at the Church of the Nazarene. It's going to be a wonderful day, and I'm sure the sun will be shining tomorrow as well.
Yeah, I know. We're having such good weather, which is really good news for those that are, you know, that are homeless, mm-hmm. because the tide's going to change pretty soon. It's starting to get a little cold. And this is a really critical time that everybody has warmth and shelter.
Exactly. So remember, if you have a slightly sleeping bag or you want to purchase a new one, bring it on by the Church of the Nazarene. There's some folks that could really use it.
Thanks, guys, for coming on the program. Thank you for listening today. And thank you, Yucuna Bay, for communications, providing us this platform. Have a great day.
News Talk 1310 AM and 98.3 FM, KNPT, and streaming live at knptam.com.